you know, being aware of your limitations is the thing I feel like people don't do. Like teaching a kid to, like, listen, you should try to find something you really love doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, understand that, like, everybody has limitations. You know, and you see, like, listen, like, to me, it's like you look at people like Lance Armstrong and stuff like that, and you hear that story, and it's like, that's amazing. And you can't, but you can't impart to everybody that, like, we can't all do that.
Mm.
It's just like some things are just not possible.
Totally. It's like, hey, man, guess what? You may never have, what did he have, cancer, leukemia, cancer?
Cancer.
You may never have cancer. You may be in the peak of physical health. But you still won't be able to do what that motherfucker does, because he's born to drive a bike, I guess, or ride a bike. I don't know what he does. Does he do it fast or something? What is it?
I mean, it's distance.
What makes somebody good? It's distance. So basically, what, there's like a 10-day race or a 5-day race? Or,
I mean, the big race that was sort of...
I mean, I don't want to come off as... I know he's a bike racer, and I know he's the best in the world, but I was never interested enough to find out what makes somebody the best in that field. Is it because they can bike really fast, or because they have endurance, they can do it for a long time?
It's all of it.
It's all of it.
It's kind
of
all of it. Stamina.
So him doing it with going in, what, cancer? Was cancer riddled or in remission, or he'd gone through chemo?
He'd gone through chemo and everything.
So he won before he had his cancer. Never before.
I don't think he did. I thought he hadn't won, then he got cancer, and then he won like 7 years in a row.
Wow. I mean, well, all right, that's fucking pretty impressive. Because that's a dude who's literally like mind over mattering it.
I think he's like one of those guys who loves to fight. So it's like, it's about fighting.
So he rides his bike and beats people up while he rides
it. Yeah, he punches people. That's how he
was. It's a sport I'm not familiar with, where you're riding on a 10 speed and you're fucking walloping people in the face.
He's hit the Frenchman. He's down. Like, hard work can get you a lot of places.
Right.
But, like, there is moments where natural ability...
Right.
You know, you team up natural ability with hard work, you get Lance Armstrong, you get Wayne Gretzky, you get your physicality, like, your... I mean, you can adjust some of that stuff, you can pump weights, you can do stuff like that.
Right.
But there are just certain things that are, like, I mean... coordination.
Yeah.
Hand-eye coordination.
But isn't that something that's more learned than... naturally. I mean, look,
but I think you
first time I played the new EA Sports NHL 09,
yeah,
I was just an absolute loss. Now I can do it, and my hand eye coordination in regards to it is pretty damn precise.
You can learn anything, but I still feel that, like,
I couldn't beat the best in the world.
You can't. It's undeniable that there is...
Let me restate that. I couldn't even beat, like, I was like, I couldn't beat the best in the world, as if, like, I could get right to the precipice. I couldn't beat a lot of people.
I could kick number two's ass.
Yeah, no, I probably couldn't get past number fucking, how many people on the planet? Over 100 million? Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah, there's billions.
I put myself in the top 100 million then.
Nice.